I'm pretty sure you're consuming content and consuming information, but are you consuming the right information? Here we go, ready? There's Pepper. This is also involved with habit stacking. I'm out here with Pepper, and we are on a walk, obviously. And what am I doing? I wanted to talk about consuming content because I almost exclusively talk about creating content. So I'm out here with Pepper, and I'm currently listening to an audiobook called The Successful Speaker by Grant Baldwin. I listen to podcasts, I listen to YouTube channels, I listen to audiobooks, and all of that usually while I'm walking with Pepper. Now, thankfully, my accountability partner here needs to walk twice a day. So guess what? I'm consuming content or creating content at least twice a day. Now, how can you habit stack this into your life? If you are commuting to work in your car, what are you listening to? Are you listening to something that can help you grow, can help your business, can help your personal development? Or are you listening to talk radio or news or something? Well, I'm not saying you only need to listen to stuff that will help you grow or business or whatever it is you're looking to achieve, but it helps. So with the habit stacking as well, how do you remember to do it? I remember to do it because of that guy, right? My accountability partner, my habit stacker here, he's the one who needs to get out twice. So he's the almost, not the only reason, but almost the only reason that I listen to podcasts and YouTube channels and audiobooks. Because this guy's out there, and so I am consuming. I wanted to talk about consuming today because I really almost only talk about creating and how important creating is, because consuming is frankly easy. And yet, are you consuming the right information? Are you consuming it? Are you, what's the word? Like, you get it, but then you hold on to it. What's the word of retaining? How about that? Are you retaining the information? Are you actually learning the information? And here is where it also makes a difference what kind of learner you are. And then also for me, what I think is important is sort of what time of the day and what are you also busy with? Like, what's nice about being out here is that I'm not going to walk with my phone and look at stuff. I'm not going to walk and hold my phone and check my email and do stuff. I will walk and listen. So in a way, the podcast I'm listening to or the YouTube channel I'm watching has pretty much my exclusive attention, with the exception of, you know, where is Pepper? But he's pretty easy, right? He's just going to hang out with me for the most part. He's looking for some squirrels or some moles or some frogs. But other than that, he's usually going to hang out. So I can focus my attention on the content I'm listening to. Now, if you're commuting in the metro or in a car or biking or whatever, what can you listen to that you can then pay attention to? Now, of course, if you're driving, you've got to pay attention to the road. Or if you're on a metro or a train or something, you've got to not miss your stop. But what are you listening to? What are you taking in? And then, are you taking action on that? What is it called? Is it consumption? I was going to say consummation. I think that's a different thing. On that consumption, what are you doing? Are you then taking any action? Like Grant Baldwin in The Successful Speaker, he just talked about your demo reel and your author website. And I have a demo reel of my speaking, but it's old. And he just gave some good tips about how to create that demo reel. So am I going to take action on the content I'm listening to? And this is what I find a bit tricky here, because I don't really want to get out my phone and put a reminder. I will, if it's important enough, I'll pause my audio and hit my reminders and, okay, do demo reel based on Grant Baldwin's advice, right? Okay, I'll do that. But I don't really want to do that all the time. So it's more that I'm out here and I'm learning and it's sinking in, hopefully. And for me, it's audio. I really like audio. So I'm out here doing the audio. See, now I'm not paying attention to Pepper. Oh, there he is. So I'm out here doing the audio, and I can focus on the audio. I love audio to learn and let it sink in. That's my favorite way of consuming content. Video is awesome, but often if you think about video, says the YouTuber, hello, it's what, I mean, it's often two talking heads, right? And that's fine, and you get to know them a little bit better, but for me, audio sinks in better because I'm not distracted, so to speak, with their faces or whatever else is going on the screen, right? And then with a screen, you just have the tendency to go, you know, do other stuff. Whereas audio, the phone is in my pocket, the AirPods are in my ears, and I'm just enjoying the okay, you could raise a point that, are you really enjoying the woods, Bradley? You're listening to a podcast. Good point. Yes, true enough. But I do this every day. I enjoy the woods and the birds all the time. So do I need to take out the AirPods? Yes, I do that as well. So because I can just hear the commenters. Well, I don't know if you're really enjoying the woods there, mister, because you're mainly just listening to podcasts. I get it. But this guy, it's twice a day every day. So yeah. Okay, so there you have it. Consume. I'm always talking about create, but where do you get that content? Like, where do you learn the stuff? Because it doesn't come from, okay, this is going to get interesting. Does it come from within, right? Because I do talk about how a lot of stuff comes from within. But I think that's more decision-making. But you need that input, right? You need the gasoline to get the motor running. You need the water down the drain to get the drain unclogged. You need the information coming in, the content coming in, so that you can make your own decisions and your own assumptions and your own creations based on what you're consuming. So there you have it. Consume, and yet what are you consuming? If I'm just watching crap and junk and, I don't know, whatever it is people watch and listen to, that's fine. That's pure entertainment. Entertainment is great. For me, I'm not quote unquote working, right? That's for me, Netflix at night. That's totally fine. Of course we should chill and zone out and do that kind of stuff. I'm more talking about, when do you gather the information about your business or about whatever it is you're doing? And this is when I do that. I can tell you, I really don't sit and listen to a podcast, you know, at home or in the office or on the computer. I really don't. For me, podcast listening, consumption, is really in the car or on the train or walking with Pepper. That's it. So when do you, let me know in the comments, when do you consume content and how do you consume content? And again, I'm not talking Netflix, right? I'm talking stuff sort of to improve yourself or improve your business. Or learn, or what are you doing, right? What do you do then? How do you do it? When do you do it? Oh, there we go. How do you do it? When do you do it? What's your favorite type of consuming? What works best for you? And how does it come in? And also, what time of the day are you? Do you prefer like consuming in the morning? Do you consume in the evenings or at night, right? Don't eat that. He's thinking about it. It's pretty yummy, I know. Oh, Bev's a good boy. Who's a good boy? Pepper's a good boy. Yes, it's a good boy. So when do you consume? What do you consume? What's your favorite type of information? Are you podcast kind of person? Are you YouTuber consumption? Do you read books? What do you do? Do you read posts? Do you read articles? I would love to know. Oh, horse. You see the horse? There's a horse. Oh. What kind of information do you consume? I'd love to hear it. Let me know in the comments what you think of this video, because I talk almost only about creating, and I want to hear what you think about consuming and how you do it and when you do it and what you do. All right, there we have it. Coming to you from Het Grote Bos in Doorn in Nederland. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Leave a comment, please, and let me know what you think of this episode. All right, bye for now.